there is such a power in the hearing and chanting the Lord's activities and name and his janma karma, that all, just by hearing, all the durvasanas, ill desires, they just disappear. All the sins become destroyed. In Ramcharitmanas, Goswami Tulsi, Tulsi Maharaj, Tulsidas Maharaj says,
भगवान की लीला कहने के बाद भी क्या पाप रह सकते हैं? नहीं.
After chanting the glories of the Lord, can there still remain any sins? No.
अघ की रहा ही हरिचरित बखाने. भगवान के नाम में गुण में इतनी शक्ति है कि कोई पाप ठीक नहीं सकता है.
The Lord's name and His gunas have so much power that no sin can remain. Just like Ajamil. Unknowingly, he was chanting the names of Narayan, but all his sins were destroyed.
Ajam hi krita nirvesho, jam ko tingh samapi, jad vyaj har vivesho, namo swastena mare. भगवान के पार्षद वैकुंठ से आकर बोल रहे हैं.
The Lord's associates from Vaikuntha, they had come and they had spoken.
इसने एक बार नारायण शब्द कहा.
They said,
इसी समय जन्म कोटि घसामपि.
They said that as soon as they were telling the Yamadutas, as soon as this Ajamil, very first time he chanted the name of Narayan, from millions of births, all his sins were destroyed.
Koti koti janmo ka iska paap nasht ho gaya. Ek baar Narayan ka.
Just by saying Narayan's name once.
Namo swaste nam hare. Jo Bhagwan ke naam ka isne ucharan kiya, usi samay iske paap dhwast ho gaya.
As soon as he chanted the Lord's name first time, all his sins were destroyed.
Bhagwan ke parshad bol rahe hain. Jabki Jamraj ke dut vishwas nahi kar rahe.
This the Lord's messengers of Vishnu, they were saying, although the Yamadutas were not able to believe that, they were arguing. They were saying, why are you stopping us? Let us take this sinful person to hell. Then the Lord's, the Vishnu Duta said, he has no sin. He is not the adhikari for the hell.
तो अखिला निवाह भी समस्त पापों को दूर कर देते हैं. एक तो ये साइड है और सुमंगल है.
सो देयर इज वन साइड टू कृष्णस कथा दैट अखिला निवाह भी ऑल द सिंस आर डिस्ट्रॉयड एंड द अदर साइड
जीव के लिए जितना भी जितनी भी अच्छी चीजें
सुमंगला.
जैसे अच्छे में सबसे अच्छी चीज है सुमंगल है, भगवान के चरणों में अनुराग बढ़ाना.
What is the most auspicious thing for the living entity? The most auspicious thing is that which increases his attachment to the lotus feet of the Lord.
Anurag. Is sabse achhi vastu.
Anurag.
Aur iske alawa jitne bhi shubh vastu ki aap kalpana karenge, wo sab aa jayenge.
And then you consider anything else that is auspicious, they are already included.
Mangal sumangalai. कोई व्यक्ति यदि धन चाहता है या स्वर्ग चाहता है, अपने को सौभाग्यवान बनाना चाहता है.
If somebody wants wealth, or if he wants to go to the heavenly planets, or if he wants to become fortunate.
जैसे आजकल के शब्दों में कहते हैं वो लक्की है.
Just like people these days, they use the word lucky. So and so is lucky.
अपना लक बनाना चाहता है, तो उसे चाहिए कि भगवान के गुण कथा आदि का श्रवण करे.
But if somebody really wants to be lucky, then it's what he has to do is to hear and chant Krishna's names and his gunas and karma etc.
कीर्तन करे.
कीर्तन.
यही भाग्य का द्वार खोल देगा.
This is what opens the door to your bhagya, to your good fortune. In every way.
Sumangalai kahte hai.
Sumangalai.
Sumangal. Keval mangal shabd mein sumangalai.
He has not said just mangala. He said sumangala. Most auspicious.
Atse mangal. सारे मंगल भगवान के नाम गुण लीला में रखे हुए हैं.
All the auspiciousness are included in the Lord's name and his katha.
गुणा कर्म जो उच्चारण करेगा, सुनेगा, अनुमोदन करेगा.
Anyone who hears, pronounces Krishna's name, who encourages,
चिंतन करेगा, उसका मंगल ही मंगल होगा, उसके जीवन में कोई संकट नहीं हो सकता. About him.
There can be nothing inauspicious in his life.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Akhila Nivaha Bhi Sumangalai. और क्या करने से भगवान के नाम,
By doing what? Only the Lord's name.
जैसे कोई भगवान का कीर्तन करे, हे भक्तवत्सल, हे करुणा निधान.
If somebody is offering, chanting Krishna's name, हे भक्तवत्सल, हे करुणा निधान,
हे परम सुंदर,
हे परम सुंदर,
हे मदन मोहन. मान लीजिए कोई कह रहा है,
suppose somebody
गुण प्रकाशित हो,
is chanting like that.
सौंदर्य, कृपा,
he is chanting about the Lord's beauty, his.
और कोई कहे, हे देवकी नंदन, हे जसोदा नंदन,
if somebody says this,
हे वासुदेव, ये भगवान के जन्म में की लीला इसमें प्रकट हो.
If somebody says these names, हे वासुदेव, नंदनंदन, यशोदा नंदन, he is describing the birth activities of his appearance.
और कर्म, हे गिरिवर धारी,
somebody
हे कालिया दमन,
हे गिरिराज धारी, हे कालिया दमन,
हे कंसारी,
हे कंसारी,
हे राजबिहारी, तो भगवान के कर्म इसमें प्रकट हो रहे.
एंड देन बाय दीज नेम्स ही इज डिस्क्राइबिंग, ग्लोरीफाइंग हिज कर्म, हिज एक्टिविटीज.
तो ये जो मैं उच्चारण किया, ये तो खांटी है, पूरा उसमें कोई दूसरी बात नहीं मिली हुई है. लेकिन ऐसे वचन,
दीज दैट आई हैव जस्ट सेड द नेम्स, दे आर 100% नेम्स, देयर इज
जिसमें संसार का भी वर्णन हो,
there is no mixing.
लेकिन थोड़ा भी गुण कर्म
but
जन्म मिला दिया जाए.
These were 100% Krishna's names, but even those words that are worldly talk and a few of the Lord's names are included.
वाणी में तो वो वाणी श्रोताओं और वक्ताओं को, सारे जगत को प्राणांति.
Even if a little bit of someone's talk, someone's words are mixed with the Lord's activities, names, and his qualities, etc.
Bhanti or punanti. Prananti ka arth hai ki jivayanti, jivit kar deti.
That will,
jo vyakti mara,
they will give life.
Ke vismaran mein.
In this text 12, it is said that gives that person prananti, shumbhanti, punanti, jagat.
भगवान को भूल कर चेतना नहीं है, भगवत चेतना तो मरा हुआ है, लेकिन उसको जीवित कर देते हैं, अर्थात वो भगवान को धीरे धीरे.
In other words, that person who never hears or talks about Krishna, if he even hears some words that are mixed with Krishna's words, then he gets life and slowly, slowly he starts to understand Krishna consciousness. This is the
और इस संसार में जो परंपरा से किसी को कुछ मिला हुआ है भगवान के द्वारा, तो उस वाणी में शक्ति.
Those words have this power.
और इस संसार में जो परंपरा से किसी को कुछ मिला हुआ है.
And in this world, if out of the cyclic succession or parampara, if anybody has any good, anything good,
भगवान के द्वारा,
through the Supreme Lord, that they have is their words. Everybody has words.
ब्रह्मा जी को वेद मिला.
Lord Brahma, he got the Vedas.
और अर्जुन को गीता मिली.
अर्जुन got the Gita.
महाराज परीक्षित को भागवत मिला.
महाराज परीक्षित got the Bhagavatam.
और श्रील प्रभुपाद जी ने भी दिया है ग्रंथ.
एंड श्रील प्रभुपाद हैज गिवन अस द स्क्रिप्चर्स.
उनके दान की जब चर्चा की जाती है तो कहा जाता है कि
व्हेनेवर समवन टॉक्स अबाउट व्हाट ही गेव टू द वर्ल्ड, दे टॉक अबाउट
प्रभुपाद जी का सबसे बेस्ट कंट्रीब्यूशन क्या है मानव जाति के लिए.
व्हाट इज हिज ग्रेटेस्ट कंट्रीब्यूशन टू द ह्यूमन रेस,
की पुस्तकें
और हिज बुक्स.
ये सभी ग्रंथों में छपा भी है, प्रिंटेड.
इट इज प्रिंटेड इन ऑल द स्क्रिप्चर्स.
सबसे बेस्ट दान है.
दिस इज द बेस्ट greatest charity for the humankind.
सबसे बड़ा दान तो ये वचन है, ये गुण जन्म कर्म आदि मिला दिए जाए किसी वचन में तब उस वचन की इतनी कीमत।
सो इफ द वर्ड्स ऑफ समबडी इज मिक्स्ड वर्ड, दे टॉकिंग अबाउट समथिंग एल्स एंड दे इंक्लूड सम वर्ड्स व्हिच डिस्क्राइब कृष्णस नेम एटसेट्रा,
बढ़ जाती है,
दैट बिकम्स सो ग्लोरियस
और जीवित करके सुभंति, सुभंति का
गिव्स लाइफ टू अ पर्सन एंड देन आफ्टर ही गिव्स इट गिव्स लाइफ इट इज सेड इन टेक्स्ट 12 शुभंति
शोभा बढ़ा दे,
मेक्स देम मोर ब्यूटीफुल।
शोभा बढ़ाने का क्या,
मेक्स देम ब्यूटीफुल।
विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर कहते हैं,
विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर सेज व्हाट इट मींस टू बी ब्यूटीफुल,
कृपालुत्व निर्मत सरत निर्मत निर्मत सरत्वाद अलंकार अलम कुर्वन्ति। जब कोई व्यक्ति भगवान के का नाम लेने लगता है, कथा सुनने लगता
है, when a person starts to chant the holy name and he starts to hear Krishna katha,
गीत गाने लगता है,
he starts to sing the glories,
तो वह जीवित हो जाता है,
he becomes alive,
करके
alive,
यदि वह लगातार गाता रहे,
and once he becomes alive, and then he continues chanting and hearing and chanting,
सुनता रहे
and hearing,
उसमें कृपालुता का गुण आता है,
then he develops the quality of कृपालुता mercy,
लोगों के प्रति दया करने लगता है,
he starts to become kind to all living entities,
सरादी हो जाता है,
and he becomes nirvatsara,
वो सुंदर लगने लगता
है, he becomes non-envious,
and thus
he becomes beautiful,
जब किसी व्यक्ति में कृपालुता या निर्मत्सरत्व आदि गुण आते हैं तो बहुत अच्छा लगता है,
when a person becomes kripalu and nirmatsara, non-envious and kind, he looks very beautiful, he becomes a very beautiful person.
शरीर को सजाने से कोई अच्छा नहीं लगता है,
one does not become beautiful by decorating their bodies in this world,
उसमें गुण होना चाहिए,
must have qualities,
लोगों के प्रति दया,
he must have mercy towards other living entities,
दया धर्म न तन में मुखड़ा क्या देखे दर्पण, कोई व्यक्ति अपना मुख दर्पण में देख रहा है,
a person was looking at his face in the mirror and this poet said,
कोई साधु होगे कबीर दास
must be a साधु,
कहते क्या मुख देख
रहा है, he says what are you looking at your face in the mirror,
दया धर्म है नहीं मुख देख रहा है,
you have no mercy, you're looking at your face in the mirror,
क्या शोभा होगी,
what beauty is there,
दया धर्म न तन में मुखड़ा क्या देखे दर्पण, सभी जीव दुखी हैं वास्तव में,
all the living entities are suffering,
कृपा का गुण जिस व्यक्ति में है वो बहुत सुंदर व्यक्ति,
actually if a person is merciful and kind he becomes very beautiful,
किसी दुखी जीव को देख करके हृदय द्रवित हो जाए जैसे रंती देव महाराज,
if one sees a suffering person and your heart becomes sad just like Ranti Dev Maharaj,
48 दिन के भूखे थे, शरीर बिल्कुल छीन हो गया,
he was hungry for 48 days, his body was practically finished,
मरने की हालत,
he was almost about to die,
में वे पानी तक दे दिए,
and in that condition even he gave his water away,
पीने के लिए और भोजन आदि सब,
to drink for the other living entities who were suffering, this is very beautiful,
तपस्या करके साधु महात्मा कितने सुंदर लगते हैं,
by doing austerity sadhus and mahatmas they become very beautiful,
तो शरीर छीन होता है,
their body becomes thin,
लेकिन फुल पैंट पहनने वालों से अधिक अच्छा लगता,
they may even have, they may only have a kopin on them but they look so much more beautiful than these people who wear long pants, isn't it,
ये वास्तव में तपस्या का तेज होता है,
actually this is the effect of austerity,
और कोई बुरा नहीं मानता है,
and nobody
दूसरा minds, दूसरा कोई आदमी कॉफी पहन कर घूमे तो सब लोग कहेंगे क्या पागल हो गया क्या, लेकिन साधु महात्मा जो तपस्वी है कॉफी पहन कर घूमते हैं तो सभी लोग प्रणाम करते हैं, कोई बुरा नहीं मानता,
if an ordinary person wears kopin or underpants and walks around people will say are you crazy dress like that, but if they see a saintly person just wearing kopins etc they will nobody minds because he looks very beautiful. He's a sadhu.
दया जिसमें हो पर दुख निवारण की इच्छा जिसमें होती है.
One who has mercy, kindness for relieving others of their दुख, of their suffering.
और दूसरे के विकास को देखकर, दूसरे के प्रगति को देखकर के जिसमें मत्सरता नहीं आती है.
And to see others prosper, if one does not become envious.
द्वेष नहीं आता है, डाह नहीं आता है. यह बहुत बड़ा गुण है.
This is a very great quality.
गुण आते हैं जब भगवान की भक्ति उत्पन्न होती है.
And these qualities can only develop when one develops devotion for Krishna.
भक्तिर भगवत किंचना सर्वैर गुणैस्तत्र समासते सुरः. सभी गुण वहाँ आ जाते हैं और सभी देवता भी आ जाते हैं जहाँ पर भगवान की भक्ति होती है.
All the qualities arrive there and all the demigods arrive there where there is worship and hearing and chanting of the Supreme Lord Krishna.
और भक्ति का अर्थ है श्रवण कीर्तन.
And bhakti means shravan and kirtan.
श्रवण कीर्तन जले कर ऐसे चा. ये मुख्य है.
This is main ones.
शुभंति अलंकृत कर देते हैं. वो व्यक्ति बहुत सुंदर लगता है. कई बार भागवत में श्रील सुखदेव गोस्वामी महाराज परीक्षित को राजन राजन संबोधित किया.
मेनी टाइम्स सुखदेव गोस्वामी इन भागवतम ही कॉल्स परीक्षित महाराज ही कॉल्स हिम राजन.
सनातन गोस्वामी या श्रील विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर आदि कई बार ऐसा अनुवाद किया राजन का अर्थ है.
मेनी टाइम्स सनातन गोस्वामी महाराज एंड विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर महाराज have described that this word rajan
virajne wale wo chamakne wale
means
parikshita bahut sundar lag rahe hain.
One who looks very beautiful, very effulgent. He Maharaj Parikshit, you are looking very beautiful.
Bhagwan ki katha mein aapki aisi ruchi hai.
You have such a taste for hearing Krishna katha.
Dhan hai aapki buddhi. Aap bhakti ke karan ruchi hai.
Maharaj Parikshit, you are looking very beautiful.
Bhakti ke karan bahut prakash
man. You have such an interest in hearing Krishna katha.
Karan bahut prakash man.
All glories to your intelligence. Because of your bhakti, you are looking very effulgent.
Maharaj Parikshit, Brahman ke saap ko sun karke khin ho gaye.
Maharaj Parikshit, when he had heard Maharaj, this Brahman boy's curse, he had become very sad.
उसका चेहरा मुरझा गया था इस बात से. लेकिन जब भागवत कथा सुनने लगे,
his face had become his face had become shriveled up.
तो उस समय उनकी भूख प्यास चली गई, सारा दुख चला गया, बल्कि खुश हो गए.
But when he was hearing Krishna katha, all his face became effulgent. And all his hunger and thirst disappeared.
साथ दिया अच्छा किया.
Then he said, "This is very good that the Brahmin boy cursed me. I am very happy."
गंगा जी के तट पर भागवत नहीं सुना होता.
If he hadn't done that, I would not have got this chance to hear Srimad Bhagavatam on the bank of Ganges.
बारंबार उनको राजन कहे.
Srila Sukadev Goswami, again and again he has called him Rajan. And then text 12, Punanti, means he becomes purified of all dirty desires. The heart becomes totally purified.
प्रयास नहीं करना पड़ता है भगवान के नाम गुण लीला आदि से युक्त जो वचन है वो वचन ही शुद्ध कर देते हैं.
You don't have to make an extra endeavor. Those words that describe the Lord's guna karma etc. Those words purify you.
इन वचनों के लिए ही कहा गया है प्राणंति शुंभंति पुनं.
Those words for those words this description is given in this verse. प्राणंति शुंभंति and पुनंति. जगत
जगत का अर्थ करते हुए श्री विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर जी कहते हैं
जगत. वाइल डिस्क्राइबिंग दिस मीनिंग ऑफ दिस वर्ड जगत श्री विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर ही सेज
श्रोत्री वक्त्रात्मकम जगत. जो सुनते हैं और कहते हैं यह जगत का अर्थ है. यदि सारा जगत भगवान की लीला कथा का श्रवण करे और वर्णन करे यह जगत का अर्थ है.
those who hear and they chant.
भगवान की लीला कथा का श्रवण करें और वर्णन करें तो सभी पवित्र हो जाते हैं.
If the whole world, if everybody hears and chants, then the entire universe becomes purified.
तो इस संसार को यदि वास्तव में सुखी करना है, चेतना लानी है, मरे हुए संसार में भी
If we really want to make this universe happy,
तो भगवान का नाम बोलना चाहिए.
To bring back life in these dead persons, then we should chant the holy name.
नहीं तो भगवान की कोई भक्ति
This is the solution given.
नहीं कर रहा है उसमें और जप करने वाले में कितना अंतर है.
Otherwise, a person who is not hearing and chanting and the person who is hearing and chanting, there is so much difference.
मान लीजिए एक तरफ कोई मरा हुआ व्यक्ति लिटाया गया हो.
Suppose on one side,
पूर्ण स्वस्थ.
On one side you have a dead body of a person and the other side you have completely healthy body.
दूसरा व्यक्ति हो जीवित.
Alive.
कितना अंतर.
So much difference is there.
बहुत अंतर हो गया. मरे हुए व्यक्ति को कोई देखना नहीं चाहे.
The dead person, nobody even wants to see him.
और उसके स्वजन जब उसको छूते हैं अंतिम संस्कार करते समय तो वो सचैल स्नान करते हैं वस्त्र.
And those relatives that touch, that have to touch that body when they go to do his last संस्कार, burning his body, they immediately take their bath.
स्नान करते हैं सचैल करते.
Because they know it is
भगवान
कृष्ण dead body.
नहीं है भगवान से प्यार नहीं कर रहा है और खास करके.
Therefore, one who is not a devotee of the Lord, who is not wanting to love the Lord,
भगवान के जन्म गुण और कर्म को गा नहीं रहा है, सुन नहीं रहा.
And especially one who is not hearing and chanting about the Lord's qualities, his activities and his appearance.
वह उस मरे हुए व्यक्ति की तरह.
Then he is just like that dead person.
मनुष्यों को भगवान के नाम गुण आदि से जिलाया जा सकता है, आदि से जिलाया जा सकता है.
But still, these dead persons can be made to become alive by chanting the Lord's, chanting and hearing the Lord's names, qualities, activities, etc.
यदि जबरदस्ती भी कान में डाल दिया जाए नाम तो जी जाते.
इवन इफ वी हैव टू पुट बाय फोर्स द साउंड वाइब्रेशन इन देयर इयर्स, दैट पर्सन बिकम्स अलाइव.
ये भगवान के धाम आदि में तो ऐसे एक भी आदमी नहीं है कि जो मरे हुए हो. ये तो जीवित है, सुंदर है और पवित्र.
इन द लॉर्ड्स धाम देयर इज प्रोबेबली नॉट इवन वन पर्सन हु इज डेड लाइक दिस. देयर अलाइव, देयर प्योरिफाइड, देयर ब्यूटिफुल
भगवान के धाम में. लेकिन इस पृथ्वी पर बहुत से ऐसे स्थान हैं कि पूरा शहर में लोग मरे हुए.
बट ऑन दिस प्लैनेट अर्थ देयर आर सो मेनी प्लेसेस दैट द होल सिटी इज अ सिटी ऑफ डेड पर्संस.
पता ही नहीं कि भगवान कौन है.
दे डोंट इवन नो हु इज गॉड.
भगवान यहाँ अवतार लिए, नाना प्रकार का कर्म किए, जैसे गोवर्धन धारण आदि गोचार
द लॉर्ड अपीयर्ड हियर. He did so many kinds of activities, like he killed the demons, he lifted Govardhan hill. He has so many names according to his appearance and his activities.
और कई गुण प्रकाशित हुए, उनका बंसी वादन, मंद मुस्कुराहट, पुतना का उद्धार, कृपा आदि.
As such.
और भागवत इसी संसार में है, लेकिन फिर भी लोगों को पता नहीं.
And Bhagavatam is in this world, on this planet, still people don't know about this.
बिल्कुल अज्ञ हैं लोग.
They are completely ignorant.
इसलिए श्रील प्रभुपाद जी की जो कृपा है जीवों के प्रति, वो वास्तव में सराहनीय है.
Therefore, the mercy that Prabhupada has on the living entities of this world is actually very glorious.
जीवित करने के लिए.
It is to make the dead people alive.
शुभंति पुनंति
वैजय. प्राणंति शुभंति पुनंति जगत.
सौ सौ गुणामता. और जो वाणियां
and that is this and those words which describe those words in this world that describe anything other than the Lord's name, qualities and his pastimes.
नाम नहीं बोलता है
are like decorating a dead body. A person who does not chant Krishna's guna, karma, etc., he is a dead body. But he speaks other things. He does not chant Krishna's words, but he speaks other kinds of words. He is just like Shabashobhana Mata.
Just like
if somebody dies, there's a dead body, and somebody starts to put very nice jewelry in all over his body. Some foolish person starts doing this. He puts in his neck, in his ears, in his nose, in his hands, on his feet, he puts beautiful jewelry. And another dead person comes who is a bigger donkey, and he says, oh, so beautiful.
तो इस तरह से कोई व्यक्ति भगवान के गुण नहीं बोल रहा है, कविता कर रहा है.
So in this way, if somebody is not describing the Lord's activities, his qualities, but he is writing poetry, songs,
अलंकार भाव आदि से, और भगवान के जन्म कर्म गुण की कहीं,
with so many qualities of his words and his voice and feelings, but there is absolutely no mention of the Supreme Lord.
कोई क्रिया नहीं, कहीं कोई स्थिति नहीं है, तो वह व्यक्ति मरा हुआ है और दूसरे मरे हुए मुर्दे ताल.
And that, so that person is like a dead body. He is decorated with all these jewels, and other dead bodies, foolish persons who are glorifying him, they're clapping, they're giving him Nobel Prize. They're saying, very good, all glories, very well done, and give him Nobel Prize. In this, this is how they do.
So
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says,
भगवान के जन्म कर्म और गुण से विरक्त भागवत के विरक्त.
He says such words are a decoration of a dead body, of a corpse.
कई जगह हम लोगों ने देखा है, बहुत तरह के गान होते हैं दूसरे-दूसरे शहरों में, स्थानों.
So many places we see people are singing songs, writing poems in other cities. Either someone is singing glories of a woman, or some is singing glories of a man. They all sing. They're going to cinemas, they're having meetings about who writes the best poems, and they sing these poems. Even they write scriptures. Even they write scriptures, but it is all against Krishna Katha. These scriptures do not describe any of words to describe Krishna's guna, karma, janma, etc. Shav means a dead body. Shav Shobhana, to decorate the dead body. Chakravarti Maharaj, he explains that the Lord's guna, karma, janma gives prananti, shumbhanti, punanti. Text 12.
And those
Words who are against Krishna's guna, karma, janma bhi, they make the living exactly opposite. Krishna katha gives life, and those who speak other opposite words, they become a dead body, a corpse.
भगवान के गुण आदि ना बोले, तो बोलने वाले तो पहले तो हो सकता है कि जीवित रहा हो थोड़ा, लेकिन ये जो वाणियां हैं उसको मार देती हैं, मुर्दा बना देती हैं।
A person when he describes mundane topics, perhaps before he described he might have been a little bit alive, but when he starts describing mundane topics, glorifying mundane topics, that kills this person and makes him into a corpse.
और मुर्दा बना करके तब उसका श्रृंगार करती है। तो मृतक का श्रृंगार।
And then this corpse his words, mundane words, glorification of this mundane world, they decorate this person who becomes a corpse, and these words decorate him, like decorating a dead body.
और इसके बाद उसको अतिशय दुस्सया होती है, तो शुभंगी का अर्थ है तो उसको और कुरूप करती है, ये बात है, और ज्यादा कुरूप करती है और लास्ट में नरक आदि में फेंक देती है।
कृष्ण कथा मेक्स अ पर्सन शुभंती मोर ब्यूटीफुल,
कितने महान है, एंड कितने महान है उनको यदि किसी वाणी में,
द ऑपोजिट मेक्स द पर्सन इन द ऑपोजिट वे मींस वेरी अग्ली. And then in after that he is thrown into the hell.
गाया जाए तो पवित्र कर देते हैं, जीवित कर देते हैं। तो जिनके कीर्तन की यह महिमा है, ऐसे प्रभु को मैं साक्षात आँख से
देखूंगा। So Akrura saying that personality whose kirtan has so much glory, I will see that personality with these eyes.
मैं कितना पवित्र बनूंगा?
How purified?
जिनका नाम लेने वाला विश्व पावन हो जाता है।
I will be. Just by chanting his name, this world becomes purified, and I will get to see his lotus feet, his face. I will touch his feet, and he will embrace me. And smiling with affection, he will place his glance upon me.
उस समय मेरा शरीर ही सबसे बड़ा तीर्थ हो जाएगा.
At that time, my body itself will become the place of pilgrimage.
आगे अक्रूर जी ने सब बातें कहा।
Further up we'll hear.
श्रवण कीर्तन की इतनी महिमा है।
अक्रूर speaking like this, when श्रवण कीर्तन of this person it has so much glory.
Direct साक्षात आँख से देखूंगा।
I will see him directly with these eyes. He's thinking like this.
संबंध में यह बात बताई जा रही है कि भगवान से संबंधित किसी।
In this संबंधा, in this relationship. It is described to us
वस्तु में जीवन का संचार हो जाता है, वही वस्तु
that anything which is in relationship with Krishna makes a person alive,
वही वस्तु सुंदर लगती है,
that thing becomes
और वही पवित्र हो जाती है,
that person becomes beautiful and purified, just like in this Vrindavan Dham,
और स्थानों से कोई बाह्य दृष्टि से बहुत आकर्षक नहीं है।
This Vrindavan Dham, looking from an external point of view, it is not a very attractive place.
जो घर द्वार बने विचार हुए हैं, से तो सामान्य घर द्वार हैं, लेकिन
you can see
लौकिक दृष्टि से कोई विचार करे,
that there are homes and houses and buildings,
तो कोई ऐसा स्थान नहीं है कि बहुत विचित्र।
If somebody looks from a material vision, then it is not does not look like a place which is very spiritual, very amazing.
और सुंदर सुंदर महल हों।
There is very beautiful palaces, just like in the pictures in Krishna book.
बाहर दृष्टि से तो बहुत शुद्ध जल भी नहीं मिल रहा है जमुना।
From outside vision, even Jamuna's water is so poisoned.
प्रदूषित हो गई है।
There is no pure water from out external vision.
और जो विदेशों से आते हैं तो कहते हैं कि वृंदावन में बहुत गंदगी है.
And those who come from overseas visiting, they say Vrindavan is a there's so much trash everywhere.
लेकिन चूंकि यह भगवान से संबंधित स्थल है.
But because this place belongs to Krishna, it's related to a place that's related to Krishna.
इसलिए वास्तव में यही जीवित भूमि है.
Therefore, actually, only this land is a live land.
यहाँ जीवन है.
There's life here.
प्रति प्रेम है.
There is love for Lord Shri Krishna here. And this, and only this is beautiful, and only this is able to purify others. On its own, in itself, this land is supreme, pure. Because it's related to Lord Shri Krishna, it's His. Lord appeared here and He performed pastimes here. And He showed so many of His qualities here. This is such a pure, pavitra place that Krishna performed His pastimes here. That is why it is
bahya drishti matlab ajatharth drishti Vrindavan ko bahya drishti se nahi samjha ja sakta.
Even if you see it from external vision, this place is pure because Krishna appeared here and He performed pastimes. But this place, Vrindavan land, cannot be understood by external consciousness, external vision.
Antah drishti chahiye.
One needs to understand it from the vision from within. This, we hear this story that one time this Badshah Akbar, the king Akbar, he had come to Vraj. That time there was one saintly person called Swami Haridas. He is the saintly person that made Banke Bihari deity appear. He used to live here.
The घटना इस प्रकार की है कि तानसेन अकबर के दरबार में एक नवरत्नों में एक रत्न थे, गायक थे.
What happened was that in Akbar's palace there was one singer called Tansen, and he was the jewel amongst all his singers. He used to sing very beautifully. And one time he sang a song so beautiful. And Akbar said, he was so impressed. He said, Tansen, is there anyone else in this whole planet who can sing as nice as you? I would like to hear his singing. There is someone who can sing thousands and thousand times better than me, but he will not sing for you. So he said, Akbar said, who does he sing for then?
Tansen ne kaha, wo badshahon ke badshah hai.
Tansen said he sings for the king of all kings.
Vrindavan Bihari ke liye gaate.
He sings for Vrindavan Bihari.
Wo aise third class ke badshah ke liye nahi gaate.
He does not sing for this third class kings.
Lekin Akbar ji bhi ek bhakt the. Unki utkantha ho gayi.
But this Akbar was also a little bit of a devotee. He desired to at least see him. He said, please, at least take me to this person and let me see him once, at least. I want his darshan. So Tansen brought his king Akbar to Vrindavan.
Swami Haridas,
Swami Haridas, he used to live in Nidhivan. That time there was no colonies, houses, homes, roads, nothing. So when Akbar came with Tansen, Tansen told him, my dear king, he will not give darshan to you.
आप मत जाइए, मैं जा रहा हूँ.
You don't go.
आप सुनिए पहले.
You don't go. I will go, and I will get him to sing, and you just hear him singing.
तानसेन का इनको एक कुंज में छिपा दिए इधर, कहे कि आप यहाँ रहिएगा और मैं जाकर.
And Tansen made him sit down in one of the kunjas and hide there. He said, "You just sit here, and I will go and ask." I'll make him sing something.
तानसेन जी गए और अपने गुरु महाराज से, स्वामी हरदास से कहे.
And Tansen went to see his Guru Maharaj, Swami Haridas, and he said,
कि आपने हमको बताया था कुछ गीत गाने को तो मैं कुछ विस्मृत सा हो रहा हूँ.
He said, you had taught me one song, so I am not so sure, I am a little confused.
मल्लार राग गाना था.
There was some मल्लार राग.
गाने पर वर्षा होने लगती है.
By singing that rag, it starts to rain.
छा जाते हैं, वर्षा होने लगती
है. The clouds just come and it starts to rain.
जानबूझकर के उन्होंने गलत गाया.
Just deliberately, Tansen was singing it, but he was singing with mistakes.
हरिदास ने कहा कि आप जरा गाओ कैसे गाते हो.
Haridas said, can you please sing and show me how you sing this song?
जानबूझकर तानसेन उस राग को बिगाड़ कर गाए.
Deliberately, Tansen sang that raga with mistakes.
तो उन्होंने कहा कि ठीक है, तान पूरा दो.
Then his guru said, Haridas, he said, okay, I will sing, give me the Tanpura.
Haridas ji Tanpura par gaane lage.
Then Haridas ji started to sing on this Tanpura.
Itna sundar gaya, wo to Priya Pritam ko rijhane ke liye gaate.
He was singing to please Radha Krishna, so he sang.
Vastav mein kisi vyakti ke liye nahi gaate.
He never used to sing for any other person. He actually only used to sing for Radha Krishna, and he sang so beautiful.
Gaane lage. गाने लगे तो तुरंत बादल छा गए.
He sang so beautiful. Immediately the clouds came and it started to rain.
सुरीला राग इतना अच्छा गीत कि अकबर प्रेमानंद में मूर्छित हो गए.
Such a beautiful singing and such a nice rag that Akbar was in ecstasy and he fainted.
होश खो गए उस गीत को सुनकर.
After hearing that song.
तो बाद में तानसेन जी ने चरणों में प्रार्थना किया कि बादशाह अकबर आए हैं आपके श्री चरण का दर्शन.
Afterwards, Tansen told his Guru Maharaj, he offered his obeisances and he said, the king Akbar has come and he wants your darshan.
ये तो अवाक रह गए.
And his guru, he was
इतने पवित्र महात्मा.
He was shocked. Such a pure महात्मा.
ये राजा आवे कोई आवे उसके दर्शन किए उससे भेंट करने की कोई लालसा नहीं होती.
He didn't care whether it was a king or somebody greater than king. He had no desire to see a mundane, materialistic person.
फिर उन्होंने कृपा किया, ठीक है, तानसेन ले गया अकबर को, दर्शन हुआ.
Then by his asking, Tansen's asking again and again, he gave his mercy. And he gave darshan to Akbar.
भाग्य की सराहना की अकबर जी. और इसके बाद उन्होंने कहा कि हमारे लिए कोई सेवा, कोई सेवा.
Then after that, Akbar said, told him how fortunate he was, and he said, please give me some service to do.
आपकी हम क्या सेवा करें?
Please tell me what I can do for you.
हरिदास जी ने एक अद्भुत अभिनय जैसा किया.
And Haridas Thakur asked for an amazing thing.
उन्होंने कहा कि यदि आप सचमुच सेवा करना चाहते हैं तो जमुना जी के पास एक घाट का कोना.
He says, if you really want to do some service for Braj, then near the Jamuna and on the ghat there is one corner.
टूट गया है उसको, उसकी मरम्मत कर दो.
It's broken. You can fix it.
तो उनको दिव्य दृष्टि दिया उन्होंने अकबर को और भेजा जमुना जी के तट पर. तो जमुना जी.
Then Sridhar, this Haridas ji, he gave this King Akbar transcendental vision. So when he went to the ghat, the edge of the corner of the ghat of Jamuna, he saw that it was
ke ghat ko toota hua Akbar ne dekha.
He was broken.
Ratna ka bana hua hai ki hamara pura samrajya bech diya jayega fir bhi ye nahi aa sakta.
It was made with such jewels that he thought that even if I sell my whole kingdom, I will not be able to fix this corner of this ghat. In this way, then he came back and he offered his obeisances to Haridas ji and he said, I had no idea that this whole land of Vrindavan was made of these gems. And that also, Chintamani gems, not the gems of this world.
Chintamani prakara sadma sukalpa vriksha laksha vritesu suradhi rahipalaya.
Seeing external vision, it looks like an ordinary land, an ordinary town, but with a spiritual vision, it is Chintamani Dham.
Chintamani Bhumi.
The water, that is actually the water that is in Jamuna, it is not water, it's actually Amrit.
Amrita.
In this way, this has been shown here in this example. Vrindavan is actually Krishna's own home, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, His own personal living place. Therefore, this is the topmost in any way. It is the greatest pure dham, even though we may not be able to see it or understand it. I'm reading here some regarding Vrindavan, some description is given here.
Desha yam srispadambuj kalit rajo raj samrajya sobho. Desha yam srish hasta kalit sumlata dyagamod bhasyamana. Desha yam srish ratit sut jyoti krita anek puspat patalko. Desha yam srish keli.
This Braj, it is that place, that city,
जहाँ पर भगवान श्री कृष्ण के चरण से कलित रज राजी का साम्राज्य है.
Which is covered with the raj, the dust from Lord Krishna's lotus feet.
यह जितना भी raj है ब्रज में, वह सब भगवान श्री कृष्ण के चरण कमलों द्वारा अलंकृत हुआ है.
All this dust that's in Vrindavan has been decorated by the Lord's lotus feet. Every in other words, there is no area on this land that has not been touched by the lotus feet of the Lord.
Kalit rajo raj samrajya sobha. Rajo raj samrajya sobha. Rajo raj. Raj ke samudaya ke samrajya.
This land is beautified not by the road and the buildings, etc. This land is glorified by the dust that is here, which has touched the lotus feet of the Lord.
प्रत्येक रज भगवान के चरण कमलों से कलित है. कलित का
not just that he has placed his lotus feet on every bit of this dust, but he has played on it, he has rolled around on it.
अरे बिछली भी खेलते मां जसोदा के बिछली भी खेलते
with his boyfriends, cowherd friends. On the banks of the Jamuna, he even played this game of sliding. That day when he was tied to the mortar in Kartik, when he was finally opened, he was finally freed from that rope, he immediately ran away.
रंज हो गए थे, उनको बांधा जाता, तो जाकर खेलते थे अथवा अन्य बच्चों के साथ खेलते रहते
थे। He used to play. He went with his friends.
पार्क नहीं था जिसमें फीस बच्चों तक को दाखिल किया जाए।
There was no such park that you have to pay some money and you can admit your children to play there.
तो खुला मैदान था, कहीं बालू था, कहीं पिछल मिट्टी थी, उस पर बच्चे सड़क सड़क करके जाते थे और बहुत खुशी मनाते।
It was an open land and sometimes some places there was sand and some places there was very slippery mud and children used to slide down in this muddy area. Krishna's whole body used to be covered by this clay. The Lord has played in this raj.
और कभी भी यहाँ में पदत्राण जूता नहीं पहना।
And never ever he ever wore any shoes in Braj.
तब से लेकर और किशोर अवस्था तो कभी भी यहाँ वो जूता नहीं पहना। सदा धूलि में लोटा करते।
Always he used to roll around in this dust.
जब गाय चरा करके आते थे वृंदावन से, तो उनके शरीर की जो शोभा होती थी,
when he used to come back in the evening after grazing the calves in the forest, when he used to look so beautiful covered with this dust of Vrindavan, this dust itself used to look like his decoration, jewelry. When Krishna used to come back from grazing the cows in the evening, the cows used to be in the front and Krishna Balram and his friends used to be behind. So as the cows would walk, they would used to, with their hooves, fly so much dust in the air.
धूली पड़ती रहती थी, आते आते पूरे पलकों पर धूल, पीतांबर पर धूल, मुख पर।
So this dust used to constantly fall on their bodies, and by the time they would get home, his whole yellow cloth was dusty, his beautiful hair was full of dust.
सब जगह धूल।
Everywhere on his eyes।
तो यही चिंता करती थी कहीं आँख में धूल ना पड़ जाए। तो कहती थी, कृष्ण आँख बंद करो, आँख बंद करो।
Mother Yashoda used to wash his transcendental body and she was always worried if he got any dust in his eyes. See, she used to say, close your eyes, let me wash. And Mother Yashoda would blow from her mouth, so if there's any dust on his eyes, it will fly away. And then with the end of her sari cloth, she will slowly wipe the dust on his eyelids. She used to say, keep your eyes closed, otherwise this dust will go inside your eyes. So the Lord used to keep his eyes closed and Mother Yashoda, with the end of her sari, she used to slowly wipe all the dust from his eyes, and sometimes when the dust was stuck hard, she used to spit a little bit and wipe it off.
धूल निकल जाए। कहती थी क्या कितना धूल लेकर के आता है।
She used to say how you get so much dust on you. She used to dust his clothes.
तुरंत स्नान कराती थी। शाम के समय कृष्ण बलराम स्नान करके
immediately she will feed him something and then she will bathe him.
फ्रेश वस्त्र पहन करके गाय दुहाने जाते थे।
So after that, after bathing, she used to put some very fresh clean on their clean body. She used to put very fresh cloth and dress them up, and then they used to go to milk the cows.
वन में कई जगह हो मिट्टी लग जाती थी, खेलने में कूदने में दिन भर तो खेलते ही रहते।
In the forest, they used to get this clay and dirt all over them. Whole day they were playing.
तो यह वह देश है।
So this is that place.
Vrindavan वह देश है।
Vrindavan is that place.
श्रीस पादांबुज कलित रजो राज साम्राज्य शोभा देशोयम श्री सहस्त कलित सुमलता सुमलता दि आगमोद भाष्यमान, यह वह देश है।
इट इज दैट प्लेस
प्रत्येक वृक्ष और प्रत्येक लता से भगवान फूल तोड़े हैं।
इट इज दैट प्लेस वे फ्रॉम ईच ट्री एंड ईच क्रीपर द लॉर्ड हैज पिक्ड फ्लावर्स।
भगवान के कर कमल का स्पर्श प्राप्त है।
ईच ट्री एंड क्रीपर हैज हैड द टच ऑफ लॉर्ड्स लोटस हैंड।
आज भी कोई भले इस बात को देख नहीं पावे।
इवन टुडे although nobody is able, nobody may be able to see this,
वृंदावन के प्रत्येक वृक्ष के पुष्प का चयन भगवान अपने श्री हस्त से करते हैं।
But in Vrindavan, every flower is picked by Krishna's own hand.
लता का आलिंगन करते हैं, वृक्ष का आलिंगन करते हैं।
And he embraces every tree and every this creeper.
वृक्षों पर चढ़ते हैं।
He climbs on trees.
खेल कूद करते हैं, लताओं से श्रृंगार करते हैं।
He plays around.
भगवान यहाँ आकर के इस धाम में प्रकट होकर के जो सबसे अधिक पसंद किए हैं, तो वृक्षों के पत्तों को, फूल को, फल को पसंद किए।
When Krishna came to this place, Vrindavan, when he performed his pastimes, what he liked most was the trees and the creepers and the fruits and flowers, and he used to use them to decorate himself and his friends. And out of birds, he liked the peacocks the most. Therefore, Hari Sori Prabhu says, this is that place.
जहाँ के प्रत्येक वृक्ष और प्रत्येक लता का स्पर्श भगवान के हस्त कमल।
This is that place where every tree and every creeper has been touched by the hand of lotus hand of Krishna.
मिला हुआ है, मिलता रहता है निरंतर।
And he continues in that way.
देशोयम श्री सरत श्री से रत्युत्सुक ज्योति कृता अनेक पुष्पा पुष्पाल तल पर। यह वह देश है कृष्ण के साथ विहार करने के लिए ब्रजांगनाओं के द्वारा बनाए हुए छोटे छोटे कल्प पाए जाते हैं।
इट इज दैट प्लेस वेयर ऑल द कुंडस व्हिच हैव बीन मेड वेयर ही हैज
और पुनंती
वेयर ही हैज स्पेंड सो मच लीला विद द गोपीज इन ऑल दिस कुंजस इन दिस प्लेस।
ब्रजांगनाओं के द्वारा बनाए हुए छोटे छोटे कल्प पाए जाते हैं।
दिस ब्रजांगनाज दिस गोपीज हैव मेड इन एवरी कुंज देयर इज दिस मेड बाय द गोपीज
सेवा कुंज में
इन लाइक इन सेवा कुंज
प्रत्येक कुंज में भगवान से मिलने के लिए उत्सुक ब्रजांगनाएं भगवान को सुख देने के लिए अपना अपना तल्प बनाती हैं।
They're making this called talpa. In every kunja, all these gopis, to give pleasure to the Lord, they're making this talpa. What is that?
Shaya,
bed.
They
make a bed of flowers where the Lord will come and take rest and we will massage his feet. Like we heard in Katha yesterday.
और कृष्ण एक ही समय में लाखों लाखों रूपों में अपने को प्रकट कर देते थे।
एंड कृष्णा यूज्ड टू अपीयर इन एट एनी वन टाइम इन हंड्रेड्स एंड मिलियंस ऑफ फॉर्म्स विद ईच
चंद्रावली जो घर सेवा
इन ईच कुंजा विद ईच गोपी चंद्रावली इज सर्विंग हिम हियर
जितनी गोपियां घर सेवा कर रही है जितनी गोपियां
राधा रानी इज वर्शिपिंग हिम सर्विंग हिम देयर एंड एज मेनी गोपीज दैट देयर आर कृष्णा इज फुलफिलिंग एवरीवन्स डिजायर्स एंड ईच ऑफ देम आर मेकिंग इन देयर कुंजा दिस लिटिल बेड ऑफ फ्लावर्स टू वर्शिप द लॉर्ड।
यह वह देश है।
दिस इज दैट प्लेस
भगवान को सुलाने के लिए भगवान के साथ विहार करने के लिए अनेक पुष्पों के अल्प सज्जाएं
This is that place where to serve and please Krishna. Unlimited kunjas have each have a flower bed for Krishna. made by each gopi. This is that place where by the Lord's keli, the Lord's playing, the sand has become decorated by his feet. This is very light white color sand on which Krishna used to play.
यहाँ के बालू को भगवान ने बहुत पसंद किया है. जमुना के पुलिन पर ही वे सबसे सुंदर विहार.
This sand on the banks of the river Jamuna, Krishna has liked very much, and he always used to play his pastimes there.
रास विहार किए.
He used to play his rasa dance.
यहाँ का जो सिकता, सिकता मतलब बालू. यहाँ का बालू भगवान के चरण कमलों के संस्पर्श से अलंकृत.
The sand here is decorated by the touch of the Lord's lotus feet. Then he says,
Bhubhagoyam alankrita sarlita durmant hindolaka. Yah voh bhubhag hai is prithvi par. Jahan Bhagwan Krishna ko jhula jhulane ke liye.
This is that place on the earth where to swing the Lord on a swing, thousands and thousands of swings are placed on the trees. This is not just that you see it now, this is Nitya Leela, eternally this is happening.
भगवान को झूला झुलाया जाता है और इसमें भी प्रत्येक मंदिरों में सब जगह झूला झूलते हैं.
The Lord is swung on these swings everywhere by the denizen of this Braj land.
यह वह देश है जहाँ पर हजारों हजार झूला लगते हैं. भगवान को झूला निकला ऐसे वृक्ष हैं. स्वाच्छंद अनु.
This is that place where the trees hold the swings for swinging Krishna.
Kalpitai Ravinavai Nana Vidhaya Kridana. Aur yah vah desh hai jahan Bhagwan swachhand krida karte.
And this is that place where the Lord freely plays
Nana Vidhaya aur nayi nayi krida.
In so many ways, new ways he plays.
Woh khelte hi rahte hain.
He's always playing.
जो व्यक्ति आनंद में होता है वास्तव में वो नाचता है गाता है खेलता रहता.
Only that person who's always in ananda, in bliss, he dances, he plays, he's happy.
भगवान यहाँ हमेशा आनंद में रहते हैं.
The Lord here, he's always in ananda, he's always playing and having fun.
मथुरा जाने के बाद खेलने का अवसर नहीं मिला.
Once he went to Mathura, he didn't get so much time to play.
यहाँ खेलते रहते कई प्रकार का खेल.
Here he used to always play so many different kinds of games he used to play.
जैसे आँख मिचौनी.
Just like
खेल है.
He used to close.
बच्चा आकर के आँख बंद कर.
Somebody would close their eyes.
ता है पूछता है चुपचाप रहता है पहचानना पड़ता है जिसकी आँख बंद की गई है कि कौन है.
And somebody comes from behind, and this person who has their eyes closed, tied with a cloth, they have to recognize who it is. And this person who's blindfolded, he tries to touch the other person, face, head, and his body, and then he says, and if he is not able to tell rightly who it is, then he is considered defeated. It's called Aankh Michoni.
आँख बंद किए रहता है. कभी कभी हमने देखा है कुछ बच्चे ऐसे आँख बंद करते हैं तो चुपचाप देखते रहते हैं.
Or they play a game. Somebody says, I close my eyes and you all hide. But sometimes these days when I see boys playing, the person who closes his eyes, he's cheating, he's looking.
वो छिपने वाला है कहाँ जा रहा है.
He sees where this boy is hiding.
तो भगवान को तो ऐसे देखने की कोई जरूरत नहीं थी. वो तो सर्व दृष्टम के पीछे.
Krishna didn't have to sneak through his fingers to look where his friends are hiding. He is all pervasive.
पीठ भी देखती है. अंगानी जस सकल इंद्रिय वृत्ति.
Even his back can see.
फिर भी भगवान खोजते.
अंगानी यस्य सकल इंद्रिय. Even somebody is walking behind him and hides, he can see. But still he acts and he plays the game and he looks for them as if he doesn't know where they are. He used to act like other boys and try to find his friends. Even though he's Sarvagya, he knows everything. Sometimes they used to play, someone had to become a horse, and the person who wins, he climbs on top of the person who becomes a horse. This is that place where the Lord used to play like that. Sometimes they used to get a rope and 10 or 20 kids on one side with Krishna and Balaram and some boys on the other. And they used to try to see whoever wins, whoever pulls the other party, they will win. And sometimes the cowherd boys will pull so hard that Krishna will trip and he'll fall over. This is that place, same Prabhu who in three steps of land he measured the whole universe. But here when he plays with his friends, he's defeated. Sometimes another boy will bring these small little amla fruits in his hands and he'll close his hands and he'll tell Krishna, okay, tell me what I have in my hand and how many. And Krishna did not get it right. Ved Vakta, one who says that he is the knower of the Vedas, he is not able to tell. He knows, he says in Bhagavad Gita, I know everything, Bhut, Bhavishya, past, present and future. But he, the same Supreme Lord, when he plays with his boyfriends, he is not able to tell what he has hiding in his hands and how many. In this way the Lord is always playing. While he's grazing the cows, he starts swinging. Or sometimes he starts jumping like a frog. You've seen when the frog, they move, they take their whole body and they jump with the whole body. Although the Lord has given them feet, but they don't walk on feet. This is the nature of the frogs. Even in water, they jump like that. On the ground also, they don't walk on their two hands and feet. They jump with their whole body. And Krishna would act like this frog. He'll imitate a frog. On his feet, he used to jump like that with his hands. He used to say, he used to ask his friends, you think I am less than a frog? And they used to say, no, you're the daddy of a frog. They used to just make fun of him. You're pretty good acting like a frog. Actually, what to speak of a frog? He says, Aham Bija Pradapita. He is actually the daddy of everyone. Sometimes his sakhas, his friends actually used to say, you're so good, even you defeat even a frog, you can jump so good. When the cuckoo bird used to coo, Shri Krishna used to try to imitate his voice. He used to sing so sweet like the cuckoo, that even more sweet than the cuckoo, and the cuckoo bird used to become embarrassed. And he used, the cuckoo used to become so embarrassed that this boy Krishna is singing nicer than me. In my language, he has such a sweet voice. And while he was grazing his cows, he used to often make sounds like that. Sometimes, like a monkey, he used to catch hold of a branch and he used to start jumping and swinging like a monkey. And then he used to ask his friends, "You think I'm good? Don't you think I'm better? I can do this better than even a monkey?" And sometimes when he would see a monkey face to face, he would tease him by pulling out his tongue and his eyes, teasing the monkeys.
Like this.
And this was going on every day. This is that land. This is that place where the Param Purush Paramatma freely he performs his pastimes. Harisori Prabhu says, for this he says Swachand. Freely he performs his pastimes. Swa chand. Chand means his own icha, his own desire. He doesn't do it because it is his job or a routine that he has to go take the cows, graze them, come back. People try to stop him and he runs away. When I see the boys in the villages today, they go out to graze the buffaloes or cows and they have a long face, they're crying. What to do? The family people push them out. They have to do some work. This is their work. They have to graze the cow so they can get milk and sell the milk. This is their job. They're forced to do it. I've seen many times. So many boys don't even get to go to school. This is what they do. They just graze the, goats or cows. Children should be made to go to school. Whatever it is, the Lord used to go to the forest to graze the cows on his own free will. He used to play all day. He used to eat. They used to all bring their own tiffin, their food from their home, all the sakhas. Especially they used to take dahi bhat, yogurt mixed with rice and sugar. That also Sri Hari Sori Prabhu says, This is that place, Harisori Prabhu says, it is that place where you can find the remnants of Krishna's yogurt rice from his mouth, from his hand, on any stone where they used to take lunch. They didn't used to take plates from their home. They never used to take any plates or glasses. There were thousands of Krishna's boyfriends. They used to get leaves from the tree, they used to wash it with water and they used to eat on those leaves. In Krishna's land, the plates for eating are these stones.
जहाँ पत्थर पर तो कुत्ता को खाने को डालते हैं, कोई आदमी तो पत्थर पर नहीं खाता होगा ना।
हियर इन दिस कंट्री मे बी नॉट इवन एनिमल्स ईट ऑन स्टोन्स, बट कृष्णा हैड दिस दिस प्लेट लाइक स्टोन्स इन द फॉरेस्ट।
लेकिन भगवान यहाँ पत्थर पर खाए, वो पत्थर पत्थर नहीं है, वो तो भगवत स्वरूप है।
He used to eat on these stones, but this is actually not stone. They were Bhagavat Swarup. They were living devotees.
Chinmay,
transcendental. This is that place.
जहाँ के वृक्षों के दोने बने हुए और पत्थर पर जहाँ तक दही भात का कण दिखाई पड़ता है.
This is that place where the cups have been made by leaf tree leaves. And plates where they have eaten yogurt and rice is seen here and there.
और मनीमा ये सोच रहे हैं कि हमारे जैसा व्यक्ति वो जा जा करके उस कणों को खाता रहता, चाटता रहता.
Even today, this pastime is going on. This is
तादृक भूभागो या हरि.
This is how this land of Vrindavan is. Now he's saying, in a negative way, there is no such place in this land which has not touched the lotus feet of the Lord.
ऐसा कोई वृक्ष नहीं है जिसे भगवान कृष्ण के कर कमल का मृदु स्पर्श न मिला.
He is saying there is no such tree in Braj that has not had the soft touch of the Lord's lotus hand.
नवा ताद्रिक जंतुर हरि सदैव इच्छा विरहिता. ऐसा कोई जीव नहीं है इस ब्रज में, चाहे वो पक्षी हो या पशु.
There is no such living entity in this Braj, whether he may be a bird or a beast, or a bug or a reptile on whom Krishna did not place his merciful glance.
सबको अपना समझ करके न देखा.
That he did not consider, that he did not look at them thinking that they are his own.
अपने बच्चों को स्नेह से देखती है, सबकी हिफाजत करती है.
Just like a mother sees her child with great loving affectionate care and takes care of them.
उस तरह से भगवान अपने ब्रज में रहने वाले प्रत्येक व्यक्ति पर दया दृष्टि से देखते हैं.
In the same way, the Lord takes care and looks with his loving affectionate glance on every living entity in his Braj land, be it tree or insect or animal or anything else, saying these are mine.
प्रत्येक व्यक्ति को कृष्ण अपना समझने लगते हैं.
And anyone who comes in Braj, Krishna considers him to be his own. This is his nature.
मानते हैं कि हमारे घर में आया.
And he actually believes that this person has come to my home.
इस धाम की स्वामिनी है श्री राधा रानी.
And the swamini of this land is श्रीमती राधा रानी.
भगवान मानते हैं, राधा रानी मानती हैं बहुत स्नेह की दृष्टि से.
So राधा रानी एंड कृष्ण, they see with a very affectionate glance.
और कुछ लोग स्वर्ग में जाना चाहते हैं तो वहां जाने पर देवता लोग बहुत
And other people, they want to go to the heavenly planets, and when they go to the heavenly planets, the demigods, they look with a very envious glance. Where has this guy come from? They actually don't even allow them to come from here, from this planet Earth. They try to not let him come up there.
कोई साधु तपस्या करता है स्वर्ग जाने के लिए तो देवता लोग कोई अप्सरा आदि भेज करके यहीं.
When some sadhu or someone does great austerities to go to heavenly planet, the demigods, they send some apsara or some beautiful woman to break his vows.
रोक देना चाहते.
So he cannot come.
तपस्या से भ्रष्ट कर देना चाहते.
They try to break his tapasya.
तो वहाँ पर कोई रिसेप्शन नहीं होता है.
When a person
नहीं होती है कि आया है. और देवताओं को, जो देवताओं में सरदार है, उन लोगों को चिंता होती है कि अरे आया है अब तो.
When a person goes to heavenly planets, the people there don't become excited, oh, he has come to our place. In fact, they become a little worried, oh, so-and-so has come. Maybe he'll become the head here. They become envious and they become worried. But this place, this Lord Krishna's dham is such that any person may come. Then the Lord considers him his own. And always he has his glance upon him that this person is mine. Just by somebody coming there, this is that place. This is that place where nobody, there is no such person who did not get the merciful glance of Krishna. It is that place. Hari Swami Prabhu says, what all the living entities did so that they got such great fortune. My dear friends, why that this place may not, why this place cannot be glorious? There is Indrapati, he is always playing here. Lakshmi Nayak, Shri Krishna, he is always performing his pastimes. Why this place will not be most glorious? The land here is glorious and fortunate.
जिन वृक्षों के फल को भगवान अपने हाथ से तोड़ करके और खाते हैं.
And what who else is so glorious are those trees from which the Lord with his own hands will pick their fruit and eat.
वे वृक्ष धन्यतर क्यों नहीं है?
Why those trees will not be most glorious?
और तेवा धन्यतमा कथम हरिणा भुक्तम तो हो यही समा. और वे गोप सखा गोप मित्र भगवान के वे क्यों नहीं धन्यतम है.
And those गोप सखा, the cowherd boyfriends of Krishna, why they won't be most glorious?
भगवान के साथ भोजन करते हैं.
They would eat with Krishna.
के साथ बैठ करके भोजन करते हैं तो धन्यतम है.
They sit and eat with Krishna, so they're धन्यतम.
और जिनके फल को भगवान खाए धन्यतर है और यह भूमि धन्य है.
Those trees whose fruit Krishna ate, they're धन्यतर. And that this भूमि Krishna's land is धन्य.
अक्रूर जी कहते हैं कि जब मैं धन्य का संग करूंगा.
अक्रूर says, when I become associated with धन्य, this land,
धन्यतर का संग करूंगा.
And I will associate with धन्यतर, the trees.
धन्यतम का संग करूंगा तो क्या मैं धन्य.
And I will associate with धन्यतम, Krishna's own people.
बस बनने से वंचित रहूंगा.
Then why I will not also become धन्य? You think I can become? You think I will miss out on being धन्य myself, most fortunate?
मैं तो धन्य हो ही जाऊंगा. मैं जा रहा हूँ सब करने के लिए धन्य का धन्यतर का और धन्यतम.
I will automatically become most glorious. I am going to take association of धन्य, धन्यतर and धन्यतम, the land, the trees and the his people.
तो मैं क्यों नहीं धन्य हो जाऊँ?
So why I would not become धन्य, most fortunate?
कथम हरिणा भुक्तम तो हो यही समम धन्य धन्य तराच धन्य तम तो अप्यद्यासी धन्य न किम. तो जो व्यक्ति धन्य का धन्यतर का और धन्यतम का संग करेगा तो धन्य नहीं हो जाएगा क्या?
Definitely I will become धन्य going to Braj. In this way Akrura is thinking.
भगवान के दर्शन के नहीं लालसा है.
I'll take darshan of Krishna, I will do this, I will do that. It is not just that he is hankering for the darshan of the Lord.
भगवान के दर्शन की जितनी लालसा है उतनी भगवान के इस धाम के दर्शन की लालसा.
As much he is hankering after darshan of the Lord, he is hankering after this धाम of the Lord.
इसीलिए हरिश्री जी संबंध जोड़कर कह रहे हैं.
Therefore Harishri Prabhu in this poem is showing the relationship.
कि जब भगवान के गुण और नाम लीला और जन्म को टच करने के कारण कोई वाणी जगत को जीवित कर सकती है.
He is saying just by those words which describe Krishna's gunas, karma and janma, it can make the whole universe come to life.
अलंकृत कर सकती है,
make it beautiful,
पवित्र कर सकती
and purify.
भगवान का धाम और भगवान के धाम में अस्थित वृक्ष.
Then why not the Lord's धाम and the trees that are in the Lord's dham and the Lord's friends, and one who associates with all of them, how fortunate he'll be. So fortunate. So I will live like a most fortunate person. In this way he's thinking and he's going to Braj. Hare Krishna.